From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Brad. You'll be pleased to know that after last week, I've put me top back on. It's Eric Wiltshire here at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains in the east of Slovakia, the town of Pop Brad. Hence, we call it the Postcard from Pop Brad Show. And it's your alternative sideways look at the news with normally three of us, but one of them's been away for so long, I've forgotten how to introduce him. So I'm just going to say, hello, Rach, how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm better connection than last week. I'm not dropping off into the ether, but I'm pretty tired. We're packing up all our goods and ready to make that big move to the Northern Territory, about a 4,000-kilometre drive. So that'll be fun.
4,000 kilometres? I just realised. 4,000 kilometres
is... It's half a million miles.
Did you hear someone, Rach?
Rach, no, I'm just going on ignoring.
Have you got the radio on, Rach?
I'm not here.
Yeah, I got the radio on, or some sort of static that I'm getting in my feelings or something.
Yeah, probably. Well, as I say, everybody, we would normally have Lee Banks with us, but he's got lost in America and has been for weeks, but such is life. Hi to the guys at Talk Radio, X Replay Radio, and everywhere else. Do look on the RTI.fm website for all the stations that very kindly carry us, especially Breeze as well. And I don't know what I was going to say, because once upon a life, Rachel, I drove from Poprad to London, right?
Wow.
And it's just on a couple of thousand kilometres. So just going to from Poprad to London and back, wow, that's an amazing drive.
Yeah.
We've got America.
There was somebody there again, Rach. Was that you?
Yeah, I think
it was. Has Rob got the radio on at your house?
I think he might have.
You've got Rach. He's a caravan.
Hang on, Rach. Rob's got the rate. Is Rob watching the History Channel a bit loud?
I think he's replaying one of our old Pop Rads, but the one where Lee has a rant. I think that might be it.
Is that the one?
Now.
Hello, Lee Banks.
Let's let him off the hook.
Yeah.
Let's let him off the hook.
Yeah, we've been winding him in. Hello, Lee.
No, I'm not talking now. You've upset me.
No. Not Norman.
Just because I've been on holiday.
I wanted to hear all about Norman Mailer's phone box.
Oh, shush, don't start.
I'll tell you all about that, Ray.
Oh, don't. Can you do it on a phone call so you don't bore the audience?
The audience won't be bored. They've been bored for ages because I've not been here. They've all been phoning me up and saying, oh, come back.
You little liar.
I made myself cough doing that voice.
I know you did. And you're a little liar. Because once upon a time, I forgot you were in America and I phoned your phone and it wasn't on.
That's because I was in America.
See, nobody could phone you. Yes.
I've just been hoist by my own petard. That's an intelligent phrase which Eric won't understand, Rachel. But we understand. I know what my petard is, don't you?
No, you've been outed, Mr. Banks.
I've been outed?
Yes.
Have I?
Yes.
Really?
Anyway, let's move on, boys and girls. Welcome back, Lee. But before we start, congratulations, Lee G. Banks.
And now,
happy birthday to married man.
Yeah, congratulations to Lee, by the way, everybody, who got married in Las Vegas to the lovely Andrea. I'm sure she must have been drunk at the time.
Give me some races to Andrea.
And I met Elvis. It was a real Elvis. Get lost, it was.
Did you tell Andrea she'd get less time for life?
Hey, that didn't make sense.
Rachel got it.
You'd get less time for life.
You would. You'd get less time for life than marrying you.
Absolutely, you do.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't got long left anyway.
No, you're okay. We come on to that later, dear listener. Anyway, let's move on. Sad news to start off with: the rock concert guru Mark Fisher has died at the age of 66.
That's terrible. That's so sad. It's 66, ain't any age, is it?
Well, it's not. But the one thing, do you know what I love about Mark Fisher? He was around and did like Pink Floyd in the 1980s.
Yeah.
But he didn't stay there. He got onto modern people.
Like who?
You wouldn't know if I told you, would you?
Tell me, I'm here. He didn't do that Justin his Bieber, did he?
He did Lady Gaga.
Well, I think we've all done Lady Gaga.
Oh, who hasn't?
He's done Lady Gaga, Madonna, and several other things.
Madonna's an old tart. Oh, he can say she's a new musician. She's an old woman. She's like a bit of knotted old wood.
I love him. he was an awarded...
Excuse me, she's on the edge of glory, so, yeah. You know, come on.
That's right.
She's on the what?
Edge of glory.
Edge of glory.
Yeah.
It's the edge of glory. She jumped on the edge of the world and get pushed off.
He was awarded an OBE in 2000 following his work on the Millennium Celebrations, which were fabulous in London.
Oh, OBE. I thought he got an oboe.
An OBE, you
Sorry,
moron.
I misread it. I thought he got an oboe. I thought he'd learned to
no,
play
it. No, he got a different woodwind when he worked with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
It's very That's good. Disgusting.
Very good, Rach. Very good. Anyway,
not bad for 10 o'clock at night.
Not bad at all, mate.
10 o'clock at night, she's moaning. Ladies and gentlemen, he phoned me up at 4:30 in the morning expecting me to do the show.
Yeah.
He's moaning about 10 o'clock.
What's the matter with 4:30 in the morning? It's good radio time.
It's a good great.
Radio time. I managed to stay awake till 4:00 and then I fell asleep and missed it.
Yeah, 4:30 is a lovely time to do radio because the boss is never around. You can do what you want and get away with it, and the audience love you.
It's very quiet, too. Your surroundings
are lovely. You didn't tell me that, did you?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So everybody would love me if I'd have done it?
Yes.
So does everybody hate me now?
Yes.
That's normal.
Yeah. Did you actually get one of those stamps in your passport when you left saying you can't come back?
No, but I can tell you about what happened with that redneck.
No, we'll do that later. We'll maybe do it later. Some more serious news to carry on at the beginning of the programme, boys and girls. Still fears over Nelson Mandela's health. It is sad the way it's going on. But I've got to say, will the media just leave the man alone and let him pass from one world to another?
And enough with the false death reports. Thank you very much. I'm sick of those.
Yeah, me too.
Excuse me. I've made a note here, amazingly, that says, I am absolutely appalled at the scurrilous attacks on the press yet again. Why would anybody expect the press not to be in attendance at either the passing or the movement from life to death or the fact
Agreed.
His life and death battle?
Agreed.
Why wouldn't they?
Agreed.
They're not standing by his bed.
He's not getting it, is he,
Rach? They're not there.
He's not getting it.
He's outside with the public.
No, he's not.
He's not.
He's not getting it.
Lee, I just agreed with you.
Yeah, but you didn't when you made your statement. You were incendiary with your statement.
I think, may I just stick up for Eric for once?
Oh, my God.
Well, Eric can't stick up for himself.
No, that's true.
No, I am merely cementing his point.
Thank you.
It's one thing for journalists to cover the story, and absolutely right, they should do it. It's a story of international importance.
Absolutely.
However, there are some portions of the media who are completely unscrupulous, who are trying to sneak into hospitals, et cetera, et cetera, and that is not on. Show some respect.
Yes.
But they are showing respect. What unscrupulous parts of the media are trying to sneak into his bedroom? I've never heard any of that.
They have.
Oh, haven't you? I have.
Honestly, Lee, serious. I'm not joking you. I'm really not. There have been some reports from... They've actually put it on television where some have tried to get into the hospital, which
pretending
I don't...
Pretending to be orderlies and all this sort of rubbish.
Yeah.
And pretending to be relatives. It's just... I mean, he's on life support. He's, you know, they're trying to decide whether to switch him off or not. It's like, just let him be. And then there's going to be a big hoopla, and as well there should, when he has his state funeral, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, but, okay, and I'll take your point.
Enough with the false death reports that are going on too. I mean, there's been about 3 or 4 that he's died.
Yep.
And he's very much alive.
Yeah, but I think, Lee, you are right. It is an international news story. Absolutely right.
Yep.
It should be reported, absolutely right, but I think there's a little bit of decorum that some of your former colleagues are not expressing that even you would have done when you're in this situation. And the other thing that's been annoying me is some of the 24-hour news channels, my good God, have they been milking it beyond belief. And I swear to God, I think half of them are just doing it to keep the story running in the vain hope that he's going to die during the middle of it and they can get a whooshy noise and breaking news out of it. I think it's wrong.
Dare I utter the phrase schadenfreude?
Well, you can if you wish. But the simple fact is, I would say that actually, if there are unscrupulous parts of the media, of course there are, always have been. But this is more than an international story. This is an absolute historic event.
Mm.
And
that's true.
The fact that if you look back in history, there have always been deathbed pictures of people like Marilyn Monroe, like the Russian presidents who all died. The deathbed pictures have always been part of media coverage. And this is something that's going to happen and will go down in history. Mm. It maybe is unscrupulous, but it does have a purpose. To say that the general media have actually tried to con the way into the hospital is scurrilous. The general media haven't. These people who've been doing that are
Nobody
rubbish.
Nobody said the general media had. Yeah, it was the rubbish journalists.
They aren't journalists.
They're tabloid whores.
Well, I'm a tabloid whore. I've always been a tabloid whore. These aren't tabloid whores who are doing that. It's not even the paparazzi who are doing it. It's generally internet journalists who have never learned anything about being a journalist in their life. Name a newspaper who's tried to blag its way into Nelson Mandela's bedroom. Name one paper
It's exactly the same as phone hacking. Anything with Murdoch attached to it would be the sort of publication that would try this bollocks on.
So are you saying that it was a Murdoch publication?
I have no proof that it was, but it would be the likes of.
Then I rest my case that neither of you actually name a newspaper that's tried to blag its way into Mandela's.
So how can you claim then that
doesn't mean it didn't happen.
The people that are trying to blag their way into the hospital are internet journalists?
Because it's the internet which uses this kind of thing.
No, you've got to give me proof. Name me one internet.
You didn't even know that they tried it until we just said it.
Mm.
You what?
You heard.
You heard.
I did hear.
It's not an answer, I'm afraid.
What I'm saying is that I will say that even a Murdoch, and Murdoch is not, why is Murdoch seen as such a devil anyway? The newspapers that Murdoch owns are not the ones that are trying to blag the way into Mandela's bedroom. The people who are trying to blag the way into his bedroom are people who go out and put stuff on stupid news sites, pretend news sites on the web.
Prove it to me. Name one.
Yeah, you couldn't prove that the newspaper.
There
were
you
doing
go.
It.
You see,
that's
gotcha.
Whoever's doing it needs to stop it.
Yes, I agree. Whoever's doing it should stop it. And at which point, I'm going to play a 12-bar blues riff from Status Quo to prove the point.
Go on, then.
Think about it. Status. Never mind. Anyway, move it. Are you still got jet lag, Lee? Anyway, there's hope for Lee yet, boys and girls.
I know there is!
You can graduate from primary school aged 100. A Mexican woman aged 100 plans to carry on to secondary school after receiving her primary school diploma. What a wonderful lady. Mrs. Hernandez, you are wonderful. I take my hat off to you. You have just proved one thing, and the biggest thing ever. You're only an old fool like Lee if you want to feel old.
That's right. You're never too old to accomplish something.
No, I'm saying she's feeling somebody oldly.
Oh.
I'm just treating that with the contempt it deserves.
Mr. Hernandez.
I reckon she has to be a bit thick if she's got to go to school when she's 100 to pass her 11 plus.
No, it's because in the old days, people didn't do that sort of schooling. And it was just the fact that half of the state residents older than 15 have never, ever completed their primary education. So good luck to her. Well done to you, my love. You're a wonderful lady.
I agree with you entirely. I was being facetious. She's a very clever old lady. And to actually do that at 100 years old is amazing. My skills approved.
Your skills what?
My school was approved. I got 2% in maths.
Yeah, your school was approved by the government. They sent you there. We know that.
That was a joke.
The BBC is less respected than Maltesers, Oxo and Temp. You had to put that word in, didn't you?
I didn't make that up. You can't blame me for that. It's nothing anyway. I think these have all got the place, but not all at the same time. I think that's a terrible analogy that's been made there by the Daily Mail, I must say.
And only one is delicious. Now, pick which one.
Oh, it's got to be Maltesers.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, otherwise I would just hang up.
Yeah. We don't talk about donuts on this programme. Maltesers, I used to have to travel to another country to get these. I really did. Yeah. We used to have to travel to Poland to get bags of Maltesers because they didn't sell them in Slovakia. Now we get them when they're on special offer in a well-known high street store across the whole of Europe. But not all the time.
I've lost my list, Eric.
Have you?
Don't worry, I'll tell you what's on it.
Yeah. not.
Next is the story about the Wiggles, but don't worry.
Yeah, it's all right, the Wiggles. Yeah, absolutely.
I found it, you little liar. Nothing about wiggling on it. Oh, I see.
Well,
will it come a bit?
Anyway, the BBC have got into trouble for the way the corporation covered the Jimmy Savile saga. Also, what they describe as the inane coverage of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. Yeah, well, the love is if they got hold of it, it would have been so boring nobody would have watched it.
And excuse me, BBC did not get in trouble over the way they covered the Jimmy Savile sex abuse scandal affair. They got in trouble because of the way they covered up the Jimmy Savile sex abuse scandal.
It was the whole saga.
Absolutely.
What did I say? What did I? Have you got jet lag ears?
Argumentative today.
Have you got jet lag ears?
Don't be rude about my ears. I have very cute ears, actually.
I said,
I
know, because I said the Jimmy Savile saga.
You said the way they covered it.
The whole thing.
You did it.
Hang on. I've got it. You've been in the redneck hills, haven't you?
I punched a redneck.
He had cocktails in Appalachia.
Uh oh. We'll come to that
later.
You've
been there too, have you?
And he learnt how to play the banjo.
Yeah. So he can't hear properly now. Anyway, they faced fury over the inane coverage, of the Queen's.
It was inane. Why? What was good about the coverage of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee? How can you defend that coverage? That was absolutely appalling and inane and pathetic, and it got that stupid Brian May on it.
It was brilliant.
Stupid.
Brilliant.
Stupid.
Brilliant.
Absolutely stupid.
You say tomato when I say tomato.
Exactly.
You say potato when I say potato.
Exactly. And also there's... Yeah. And also anger over bumper pay for presenters and managers. What a load of twaddle. If you want, dear listener, if you want numpties presenting programmes on the BBC, you pay them a bag of peanuts and you'll get the monkeys.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I will not allow this man to mislead you any further on this.
Why?
Because, I'll tell you what, here's a prime example of the BBC. Cut off the press, I can name the people, I can name the station. This is what they did. What is the biggest news story of the day, which I hasten to add we have not mentioned? The genetic formulation of children in Britain being passed by the government. That's the most amazing story, that we can have different parents to clear up illnesses and genetic faults within children. We are going to... And you know what the BBC were doing this morning? Mm-mm. Totally blanked it and had stories about, did you get a school report? Can you think of any songs that involve teachers? That's what the BBC have sunk to. And anybody who has any power at the BBC needs taking outside and putting up against the wall and shooting.
You're not doing a comparable report, Mr. Banks. You are referring to local radio.
And that is the BBC.
This is referring to bumper pay for presenters. That does not apply to local radio because I've worked there. They don't get paid anywhere near the same
it's
as
telly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's television.
They get paid about $36,000 a year, and they don't deserve a quarter of it. They are pathetic, and it doesn't matter. The BBC managers and bosses are the people who dictate to them what they should be doing and the kind of music they should be playing.
Right, Lee, you're missing.
The BBC needs closing down.
There was an interesting post on Facebook the other day. A colleague of ours, Ender Caldwell.
Oh, yeah.
He started a group called Radio Presenters and Jobs or something like that.
Mm.
And he wrote something about how it's impossible to get a job in radio. And I wrote in that post, I said, in order to get a job in radio, one must take out radio presenter from CV and replace it with Big Brother contestant.
Yes.
Yeah. Being that it's a puppet on a string sort of thing.
Mm.
They clearly, as Lee said, they put words in people's mouths. They're on strings. They're puppets. They're this, they're that. And the same goes for TV presenters. They're scripted. They're told exactly what to say. And, you know, you can't think for yourself. You can't have any commentary. You can't have any editorial.
Mm.
Bloody, bloody, blah. It's an absolute shame. And that is why they get paid $30,000 a year.
Right, but you've missed
you
the
what,
point.
I'd
no,
like,
hang on.
I'd
at the
like
top. At the top.
Grand a year for talking about what I had for breakfast.
At the top of the tree on television, the BBC are now in a marketplace. The market forces drive it. They have other competitors from Sky to ITV, Channel 4, Channel 5, well, the whole thing in the UK. And they have to pay the market rate for people. If the market rate is a thousand,
everywhere, yeah.
If the market rate is a thousand, it's thousands. If it's 50, it's 50. It doesn't matter. And why people are getting angry over it, the only way to fix this problem is cap the entire wages for the entire presentation people and celebrities that work on television, and then you'd find you'd get the most inanely boring Professor Blackhead talking about how he put a widget on a bottle. And that'd be the only television you'd get.
But that's not true.
If you did
that's
it to scale.
True.
Yeah.
If you paid the managers and presenters, if you paid the proper managers and presenters, you chose the right people and paid them good money, you would get interesting programming. What you do is deliberately pick people who are inane and stupid and have nothing intelligent to say.
Now,
this is the main criteria to get on the BBC.
This is going to work. Jonathan Ross, inane or good?
Inane.
Right.
Inane.
Used to be good, now inane.
Right.
Yep.
Graham North.
Norton.
Yeah.
I like him. He's good.
He's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Is he?
He's pretty funny. He's off the cuff funny.
He's off the cuff funny.
He thinks on his feet. I like it.
Yep.
Very funny.
What about some of the sports presenters like Gary Lineker?
Don't know those guys. Can't weigh in there.
Okay.
Now, he's famous for his ears and crisps.
That's why people were headhunting him last year and he decided to stay with the BBC.
They were headhunting him for his ears.
Rubbish. You're missing the trick, Uncle Lee. Anyway.
No, we're not, are we, Rachel? We just get... Graham Norton's funny. Go on, then. What about Russell Brand?
He's inane.
He's in America. Well, in America, he's not received well because he speaks his mind too much.
Mm.
The censors find him a nightmare, but they pay him a lot of money because he's an international
and the
star.
BBC got rid of him because he was good. The BBC got rid of him.
No, he's inane.
And they kept Jonathan Ross.
He's rubbish.
He's inane.
No, they got rid of Brand because he's not funny.
He's not funny. Rid of Brand because he is inherent risk personified.
That's true.
He shoots from the hip. He says what he wants, and I was surprised he got a gig on American television because their censorship stuff's much stricter than ours and yours. I would imagine
it is much stronger.
Absolutely, it is. But there you have it. Russell Brand is funny. Jonathan Ross is inane.
Jonathan Ross is funny. Russell Brand's inane.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You say tomato when I say tomato.
Just He's just being awkward.
Haven't you seen the black Lee, haven't you seen the black sky today?
The black sky?
Yeah.
It's not black, it's pink.
It's black.
It's pink.
Anyway, the BBC's also got into hot water. We got it wrong, says the BBC, over Holla Willy Boobie's dress.
Hey, Holla Bee.
Well, you know, when don't they get it wrong, really?
How did you get it wrong? What's it got to do? That, why would people complain about Willy Hollaby's boobs?
But they weren't. They were. I mean, that was an evening.
A nice little bit of a cutaway with a bit of.
It was an evening dress.
Anything you can call a frock,
yeah,
passes. It passes for okay.
What you mean?
It was black lace, but I don't think that there was anything too risque about black lace.
Oh, no, exactly. And why would the BBC? Why don't? This is what I'm talking about. The BBC. Why didn't the BBC just stand up and be counted and say, "Don't be so pathetic, you stupid little moaning people."
For goodness sakes, it's The Voice. They're supposed to be flashy. You know, that's a flashy show.
But the BBC.
She wasn't flashing, was she?
No, she wasn't flashing, but she was flashy.
Absolutely.
And you know, the premise of that show is for it to all be, you know, lights and sparklies and flashy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she was dressed appropriately as far as I can tell.
The BBC did defend it. They said the dress was glamorous and wholly appropriate for the occasion. And
why did they apologise then?
Well, they've apologised in that sort of broadcastery way. Because it shuts about 130 stupid old people up who've got nothing better to do than complain about boobs on an adult entertainment channel at 12 o'clock, which lasts five...
They wouldn't have cared. They wouldn't have cared because old boring isn't their key demographic anyway. So, moving on.
Yeah, exactly.
Why didn't they just stand up and be counted and do what an organisation like the BBC should do, which is say, we're not putting up with your pathetic, ridiculous...
Well, I like the statement from Philip Schofield, who said on Twitter, 139 complaints over Holly's gorgeous voice dress. Let's hope those outraged on behalf of those kids don't take them to the beach this summer. Yes, exactly, Philip. I totally agree with you.
Exactly.
Now, this is barking mad. This is in Wales. All you stupid people know where to go now. Go to Wales. An investigation has been launched into a Welsh government-backed scheme that gave career advice on becoming a stripper or a lap dancer, saying you could earn £48,000 a year as a lap dancer.
Yep.
It's true.
Absolutely, but, I've done it.
But... No, it cost you $48,000 a year.
It wasn't lap spiller. It was lap dancer.
Rachel, you're being very, very rude today.
Is she really?
No.
I'll tell you what we should do.
I'm playing the blue tonight.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have to take a quick break. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes, and Rachel will put a new head on to come back in part two. We'll be back fast. You can have a milkshake, drink that cup of tea, or even, I'll have a burger.
The Station of the Stars. RTI.